AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. New U.S. sanctions against Russia target President Vladimir Putin's two adult daughters, also two of Russia's largest banks, prohibiting assets from going through the U.S. financial system and barring Americans from doing business with them. The United Kingdom has piled on asset freezes against two major Russian banks, banned British investment in Russia, and pledged to end dependency on Russian coal and oil by year's end. The European Union is also expected to announce additional steps, all in response to alleged Russian war crimes in Ukraine. But AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports a member of Ukraine's parliament is criticizing the world response.
The grisly images of what appears to be civilian massacres carried out by Russian forces on the outskirts of Kiev before they pulled back from the capital have stirred global revulsion and led Western nations to harden their positions on Russia. Ukrainian lawmaker Kira Rudik sees the catastrophe as a failure of the international community.
I think UN failed, NATO failed, and criminal courts failed. So we will have to do it by ourselves, and we are ready to do it.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's police force has begun the grim work of collecting evidence of what appears to be intentional killings of civilians by Russian forces and of locating the missing. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Minnesota prosecutors have declined to file charges against a Minneapolis police SWAT team officer. The officer shot 22-year-old Amir Locke in February while executing an early morning no-knock search warrant. Locke was not named in the warrant, but was staying on a couch in the apartment. Authorities said he was shot seconds after pointing a gun in the officer's direction. Locke's family has questioned that, saying body camera footage appears to show he was startled awake. This is AP News. Alec Baldwin is in court trying to get a defamation lawsuit against him dismissed. AP Entertainment correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has details.
This all started when Alec Baldwin gave a $5,000 donation to a Wyoming woman whose brother was killed in Afghanistan last year. This past January, that woman posted on social media that she helped organize some of the demonstrations at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th of the previous year. He reposted her post to his 2.4 million Instagram followers. She sued for $25 million for defamation, but in response, Baldwin says he couldn't have defamed her by reposting the woman's own words. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
InfoWars host and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has traveled to Connecticut to appear at a deposition in a lawsuit over his calling the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting a hoax. He was fined for defying a judge's order to appear for questioning in Texas last month. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.